Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on turning an old-school jungle fill into a real arrangement weapon. If you've ever chopped a break, dropped in a quick snare fill, and felt like it still wasn't quite moving the track forward, this lesson is for you. Because in drum and bass, especially in jungle-influenced stuff, fills are not just decorations. They're transition devices. They reset the ear, build tension, and make the whole tune feel like it has intent. What we're building here is a reusable 1-bar to 2-bar jungle fill that can sit inside a modern DNB arrangement, whether that's a roller, a darker halftime section, something Euro-adjacent, or a straight jungle to DNB switch-up. The goal is to make it feel old-school in spirit, but still clean, punchy, and useful in a modern mix. First, think of the fill as its own micro-arrangement, not a loop, not an afterthought. A beginning, a lift, and an exit. So the first move is to give the fill its own dedicated lane. Duplicate your main drum break track and name the duplicate jungle fill, or make a separate audio or MIDI track just for fills. This is a massive workflow win, because now your core groove stays stable while you experiment freely on the fill track. That means you can make 5, 6, 10 variations without disturbing the main loop. If you're working from audio, pick a strong 1-bar or 2-bar phrase from a break and warp it carefully at 174 BPM. Keep the transients punchy. If you're working from MIDI, slice the break into a drum rack and isolate only the hits that matter. You do not need every transient. You need the hits that instantly say jungle. That usually means the main kick, the main snare, a ghost snare or late snare, one or two hat ticks, and maybe a pickup hit at the end of the bar. That's enough to keep the rhythm readable, and that readability is key. Old school jungle works, because your ear recognizes the break DNA even when the pattern is reassembled. A really good approach is to create 3 versions right away, one clean and dry, one more chopped with ghost notes, and one heavier and more destroyed. That gives you a basic palette for arrangement later. Now let's talk about phrasing, because this is where a lot of fill ideas fall apart. Don't place the fill randomly. Put it where the arrangement actually turns. Bar 8 into 9, bar 16 into 17, bar 31 into 33, or the final half bar before a bass change are all classic spots. The fill should answer the main loop. If your main groove is a rolling kick snare backbone, the fill can move the snare slightly earlier, add a quick kick pickup, or introduce a little triplet hat pressure. It can end on a snare flam or a ghosted drag. The idea is tension and motion, not chaos. A simple old-school jungle fill often has this logic: one familiar anchor hit, then chopped movement in the middle, then a snare push into the next bar. That last part is especially important. Watch the final 10 to 20% of the fill very carefully. That's where the next section either lands cleanly or feels awkward. Now we shape the tone. Start with a stock processing chain like drum bus, saturator, EQ8, and maybe glue compressor or a regular compressor, followed by utility. On drum bus, try a moderate drive, a little crunch, and very subtle boom, or none at all if your sub is already active. Use damp if the hats get too sharp. Then add saturator with soft clip-on, just a few dB of drive, and don't overdo the wet mix. After that, EQ8 can clean up the low end, dip a little in the muddy 300 to 500 Hz zone if needed, and tame any brittle top end around 7 to 10 kHz. The goal is not to make the fill sound massive on its own. The goal is to make it punchy, controlled, and coherent against the bass. In DNB, a fill that sounds amazing solo but weak in context is usually too busy or too processed. If that happens, simplify before you add more effects. Readability beats success every time. Now we can bring in the movement tools: beat repeat, auto filter, and echo. Beat repeat is perfect for adding a little controlled chaos. Keep the grid tight, maybe 1/8 or 1/16th, and use it subtly. Don't let the whole fill turn into a stutter mess. Often, it's better on a return track, where you can send just the last snare or the last 2 hits into it. That way you get tension without destroying the groove. Auto filter is your classic tension move. A small high pass sweep or a resonant band pass motion can make the fill feel alive without screaming for attention. And remember, small automation changes often read bigger than big obvious sweeps. Even a 5 to 10% movement can beat enough. Echo is great for that final hit. A short 1/8 or 1/4 delay, low feedback, and a dark filter can add depth right before the next section lands. Keep the wet amount low and automate it into the last accent. That last snare throw can do a lot of work. At this point, you want to resample the best version. This is one of the most useful advanced Ableton moves in the whole workflow. Create a new audio track, set it to resampling or route from the fill track, and record a few bars while you trigger the best fill variation. Once it's recorded, treat that audio as an arrangement asset. You can reverse the tail for a pre-hit, chop it into a one-shot build, load it into Sampler and play it like a transition instrument, or warp it into a longer turnaround. If the fill has become more textural, Complex Pro might help, but for percussive material, Beats Mode is usually the move. This is especially strong in darker DMB, where the fill can briefly morph into noise, ambience, or a texture layer before the drop comes back in. Now the Reedle arrangement strategy. Make variants. Don't use the exact same fill every time. Make a subtle version, a filtered version with a snare drag, and a heavier version with more repeat and distortion. Then place them strategically through the track. Early on, use the more subtle version. Later, bring in a stronger one with a delay tail. By the final appearance before the breakdown or final drop, use the most aggressive version. That progression makes the track feel like it's evolving instead of looping. You can also create call and response fill pairs. One version answers on the upbeat, another answers on the downbeat. Alternate them every 8 or 16 bars. That gives the arrangement a more human feel. Or try a ghost note only pass first, then let the full fill hit after that. That contrast makes the main fill feel much bigger. Another great trick is negative space. Remove one expected hit near the end. Sometimes the missing hit creates more tension than an extra one ever could. Now let's glue the fill into the full mix. Check the low end carefully. If the fill contains rumble, high pass it. If the bass is active, make sure the fill isn't fighting it. The fill should support the bass, not compete with it. Use utility to check mono compatibility, and compare the fill at the same loudness as the surrounding section. If needed, sidechain the fill lightly to the kick. Even just 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction can help it sit better. And if the fill lands right before a bass switch, let the bass simplify for one beat. That little breath creates weight. In DNB, space is heavy. One of the best arrangement upgrades is to use the fill as a bridge between drum states. Straight roller groove into broken jungle phrase. Sparse halftime into full speed drop. Busy section into stripped down reset. The fill becomes the cue that tells the listener something new is coming. You can even do a two-stage turnaround. First bar is subtle. Second bar is more destructive. That works really well before a new bassline or melodic idea enters. And for extra impact, automate a brief drum bus mute on the first beat after the fill. Then bring the groove back in. That tiny gap can make the drop feel huge. If you're aiming for a darker or heavier sound, keep the grit controlled. A little saturator or drum bus goes a long way. You can also add very short echo throws, a resonant band pass sweep, or a tiny room reverb on just a few hits to make the break feel like it actually exists in space. If you want more underground feel, you can nudge ghost hits slightly behind the grid while keeping the main snare locked in. Here's the bigger lesson. The best fills are not about sounding busy. They're about managing energy. They give the track a moment to breathe, then launch it forward. So for the practice exercise, build three versions of the same one-bar break fill at 174 BPM. Make one clean, one filtered, and one heavy with drum bus, saturator, and a beat repeat send. Place them at different points in a short arrangement, and on each repeat, change only one thing. Maybe filter motion, maybe snare emphasis, maybe effect send mount. Keep the bass line unchanged. Then listen back and ask yourself whether the fill improves the phrase ending, leaves space for the bass, and feels more exciting in context. If you can make one fill concept work as three different arrangement moments, you've got something real. Not just a cool loop, a proper jungle workflow tool. So remember the core idea here. Build fills as dedicated arrangement devices. Keep the jungle DNA recognizable. Use Ableton stock tools with restraint. Resample your strongest moments, and always think about what the fill is leading into. Do that, and your fills won't just sound old school. They'll function like a serious DNB arrangement weapon.